have to wonder, what in the world were they thinking when they put together the lectionary and included this gospel passage as part of a Mother's Day celebration? I looked and went, huh? That is a passage for another day that we can discuss, but I think we see, if we catch a glimmer, Jesus acting as mother, father, as the children gathered unto him, and he held them. There's a bay window in the room that lets in the moonlight. And there's a rocking chair. You walk in the room, and I see this woman holding a little baby. And I hear singing. Sleep, my baby. The angels keep you from harm. And your Father above cradles you in his love, safe and warm. Sleep, my baby. Nestled in your mama's arms. Sleep, my baby. The angels keep you from harm. In that moment, I am so in love with this amazing woman who is holding the most precious thing I've ever seen in my life. This force that combines us as one is so strong. Many of us know what that experience is like. We hold the most precious thing that we could ever imagine, life, whether we birthed it or not, in our arms, and we cradle it. And for a moment, there are no cares in the world. There is peace. There is joy. And there is amazing love. Men, I talk to you for a moment. The most amazing sight is when we turn to our loved one and catch a similar picture. Am I correct? It's sacred. Holy mystery set apart. And ladies, I don't even know how to express this. All of you, a simple thank you is the only thing I can think of. My gratitude, our gratitude to you this day. May you feast and feast well. And may you, more importantly this day, know that you are loved beyond anything you could imagine. That is our hope. And then I turn back to the Genesis reading. I'm reminded. Don't shoot me before I explain myself. I am reminded of where a woman's place should be. Boy, does that have negative connotations in our society. I'm seeing the rocks ready. Tomatoes. Oh, no, tomatoes. Maybe we can get. Here it goes. God fashioned a woman out of the rib. I think it's interesting that it was the rib and not the foot to be trampled on and not the head to rule over, but it was the rib to walk side by side. And he needed not someone to be subservient to him. He needed a helper. And so I find it interesting that we have classed women to be a certain way when in the beginning they were to be helpers, to walk side by side with this Adam from the beginning of creation. And so the role of a woman is significant and it's powerful, with unique gifts to fulfill this unique role. I will tell you right now, in my life, I was gifted with a very strong woman as a mother. Ruby Jane, she is strong. But she taught me how to respect women, how to respect men, and that we all share a commonality that together we walk. And I hold that true today. How amazing it is that we are created the way we are in such a time as this. How amazing it is that we can learn from one another. And I want you to do something for me. I want you to think of the woman that was a mother figure in your life. And I want you to think of the one gift that was most precious that she taught you. And say it out loud. Go. All of these things we lift up to God in prayer. And we honor God with all that we are and have, with joy. See, we are called to be a people that honor one another, to honor the sacred gifts that each other give in this world, to serve with commitment, tenacity, and hope and joy. May we do that. But on this day, may we honor our mamas, the mamas, grandchildren, grandmamas, and people that fill those roles that may not have naturally been brought in. But oh, what they do. What more can I say to you than to say thank you? Thank you. For it is in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear God, we thank you this day for the moms who are with us now, for the mighty women who serve in the role of mom. We thank you for all of them. For the moms that are no longer with us this day, we thank you. For the ones who grieve because their children are no longer with us, we thank you for them and pray that you wrap your arms around them through their time of grief. And we thank you for all that you do, all that these women give to us and to our church. Amen.